USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
He's back. Former U.S. Attorney General and Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions announcing he's running for his old job in the Senate prior to becoming AG.
Yes, we'll file our papers tomorrow.
He tells Tucker Carlson on Fox News,
I have some convictions that I think need to be pushed. We need to get some Republicans moving. They haven't been pushing hard enough to advance the Trump agenda. And so that's what I look forward to doing. I think I can contribute to that.
Now, President Trump was extremely unhappy with Sessions' performance as Attorney General as he recused himself from the Russia investigation. In other news, President Trump on Twitter talking about Wall Street, he tweets, stock market up big today, a new record, enjoy, exclamation point, the Dow gaining 182 points to close at 27,674. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump could only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting New Hampshire to file on behalf of President Trump for the First in the Nation primary, which takes place in February. Pence at the State House with the paperwork, chance of four more years from supporters who line the hallway outside the Secretary of State's office. Then the Vice President heading to Manchester to speak at the annual Politics and Eggs event hosted by the New England Council and the New Hampshire Institute of Politics.
Despite incredible opposition by the Democrats and their allies in the media, we have delivered. I mean, think about it. We've rebuilt our military, restored the arsenal of democracy, rolled back regulation, fought for free and fair trade, 6.7 million new jobs created.
To Chicago, where Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson telling reporters he's retiring. He's been head of the department for more than 3 years and with the force for 31.
It's time for someone else to pin these four stars to their shoulders.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
To the economy now, so how much are you going to spend this holiday season? USA Radio's Chris Barnes takes a look.
It's an annual survey done by the Conference Board by Nielsen, and this year's indicates that 67% of consumers in America expect to spend the same as last year, while 10% plan on spending more. Last year's average spending was $627. Regardless of how much people spend, there is a shift in how people are making their purchases. More and more people say they're going to be comparison shopping and then waiting until the last minute, hoping for big discounts. 41% are planning on making at least half of their purchases online. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Chicago's top cop stepping down after more than 3 years as head of the department and 31 years on the job. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Eddie Johnson is planning to retire after less than 4 years leading the department. Speaking with reporters, Johnson says it's time for someone else to take the reins.
It's time for someone else to pin these four stars to their shoulders. These stars can sometimes feel like carrying the weight of the world. But I'm confident that I leave CPD in a better place than when I became superintendent.
Johnson says the role has taken a toll on his health, his friends and family, but his integrity remains intact. I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.